City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Show number 377. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
And yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
God bless you.
God bless you. We're it's kind of a cowboy show.
Excellent. Who doesn't love a cowboy?
Oh, well, I do, obviously.
I love a cowboy.
I have to say congratulations. You opened the production of Sarah Rule's Late a Cowboy Song up at the Piven Theater.
We did on Monday. We had a fantastic fantastic time of it.
And you're playing a cowboy.
I'm playing a cowboy named Red.
Who's a girl?
Who is a woman, but is very specifically defined as not a cowgirl, a cowboy.
As a cowboy.
And I'm very pleased with that definition.
I think, well, first of all, you're magnificent in the show.
Aww,
I just say that
well,
in front of everybody.
You have to say
I'm
that.
I'm not just saying that because I'm saying that.
Well,
I could have done a whole
sweet
show on, like, roller derby or car races. I don't have to do a show
car
on
races.
I don't have to do a show on cowboys, but you know, between my girl and the rodeo coming to town, it seems like it just should all be cowboys all the way. Now, did you like play cowboy and Indians when you were a kid, or were cowboys, or
you know,
you weren't really a farm girl?
I wasn't a farm girl, but I as I told them at the audition, I have always dreamed about being a cowboy.
You've always dreamed about it?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, you had actual dreams? I dreamed last night that I was smoking, and I haven't had a cigarette in 4 years. That's bizarre. I don't know if I've always dreamed about
nice
being a
segue
smoker. I'm just giving people a little portal into my brain.
Well, portal it out, honey.
Yeah. I don't often have dreams like that I remember. It was
no,
disturbing.
Not dreams. Not unconscious sleeping dreams, but I wanted
to,
aspire to be
as cool as a cowboy, as sexy as a cowboy.
There is an iconic, romantic, kind of nomadic, loner image that is associated with a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the get up. It's being in the open land. It's being
you don't mean like get up.
Horses.
You mean like the clothes. The
there's
get
the
up.
Get up. Yep. There's being kind
not
of
the
one.
Get up.
No, not the. There's being one with the horses. There's not you know being one kind of with your surroundings, being unafraid, being solo, uninhibited. There's just a romance that goes along with that image.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very, very specifically getting my first cowboy outfit.
Oh, really? You had
I got
a outfit?
Cowboy hat, and I got a gun and holsters, and I had a little shirt that I wore, and it was super, super exciting.
I bet you were cute as pie.
And I had a I had a bowl cut in the style of Dorothy Hamill.
It was wearing, not a cowboy.
Wearing said costume.
Oh my
but
god!
It couldn't be a finer role for me. I'm just loving it so much. I've loved all the exploration of the script. I love the script. I love Sarah's writing.
And it's kind of a queer play. I mean, I don't know that it's a queer play, but it's interesting.
I think it definitely has some queer sensibility. I mean, for someone to write what she's written.
Mm-hmm. This is Sarah Rule, who has been nominated for the Pulitzer the past 2 years. Her plays have been done all over Chicago.
And
this one is done. The Goodman and
hasn't been done for a really long time and has been done very little compared to her
other work. It's actually
only
been done one other time.
I think two other times, actually.
I think it was just done in a workshop and one other time, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I thought there were two productions of it, somebody said I heard, but I think it's beautifully written, and so much of it resonates for me in so many ways, and I've learned, I mean, it has continued the the ripple effect of it, you know, doing it four nights a week now, which is our first week doing it, but I've loved just everything about it.
And the Piven Theater is, like, of course, Jeremy Piven and John Cusack, Joan Cusack. This is like the Evanston Theater where all of those,
Lily Taylor. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people stayed up there. It's a very intimate space. You're playing the guitar and singing
and wearing a cowboy hat
and chaps. Like, you are bona fide. You could go to the rodeo in your costume.
I really could.
You really could, like,
do something
with a steer or a bull or something.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's an awesome costume. It's a fucking great hat.
Yeah.
I love every damn bit of it. And I love working with Polly and Larry. It's just a small cast, three people. It's three people. And they're both truly fantastic. And our director, Jessica Thebus, has just been amazing to work with. And
so you're having some cowboy fun in Evanston.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite, when I think of cowboy, I think of Urban Cowboy. I think of John Travolta and Urban Cowboy with Deborah Winger. I used to love that movie. Redford played a couple of cowboys.
Redford has played some great cowboys.
And also The Horse Whisperer. That's like...
But his whole thing, like, you know, he did this film called Jeremiah Johnson where he was this, like, man of the wild. He lived in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. He knew how to hunt and do everything, and he lived there on his own, and he befriended Native Indians, and he's like the whole Sundance thing.
Yeah.
He started that whole, I mean, he is he's played a lot of those iconic characters, I think, Redford. Mm-hmm. I think he is drawn to that land and drawn to those kind of enigmatic loner figures.
And then, of course, I mean, I think Brokeback Mountain just did something for the gay world of cowboys or gay Western folk people, guys of the land. I mean, I love that, you know, with the Laramie Project, you have that character who talks about, I love the land and all of that. But I think that Brokeback Mountain, of course, Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger made it fairly, I don't know if we'd say cowboy chic, but rose to the consciousness, I guess, of America, that cowboys could be gay men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of what the show's about today. We're going to be focusing on the rodeo that's coming to town, the Windy City Rodeo, which is a gay rodeo, a part of the Illinois Gay Rodeo Association. And I'm going to have the president on. We're going to talk about the rodeo coming up here in August so people can plan their trip because it's right outside the city.
They should go to the
limits.
Rodeo and then they should come and see the play.
They should see the play and then go see the rodeo.
They should see the play and then go see the rodeo.
Yeah, because the rodeo is later.
Who knew there was a gay
month.
Rodeo?
Well, I did, but...
Are there females in this gay
absolutely.
Rodeo?
Absolutely.
Do you have to
males?
Be gay to be in the rodeo?
Well, we'll talk to Tom and we'll see if you do. But I think they definitely have some different events. But they also have, I mean, they do the same kind of...
Chaps would come in handy for this event.
You have those. Hat would come in handy. You have those.
I don't have those. I have that.
You have that? You got, like, you might need some gloves. I would think if you're holding on to a bull or
you definitely need gloves.
Or something, you're going to need some, like, those cool kick-ass.
There's, as Larry has told me, there are very specific things that you do when you're riding rodeo. There are a lot of rituals and a lot of kind of...
Well, look at that. You should have been talking to Tom. We should have had him on the show sooner so you could have prepped.
That would be cool.
All you had was me to help you prep, and I'm not very...
To help you be prep with what?
I don't know. Just like being a cowboy. Just because you live with a Tennessee girl. I'm not really a cowgirl.
No,
am
it's
I?
Not a. T- it's no. You didn't help me do anything, honey.
In terms of the prep. It's true.
I apologize.
I didn't really.
But the Tennessee cowboy is not the cowboy that I'm thinking about.
Yours is an out west.
Yeah, it's an out wester.
Okay.
I mean, this takes place in Pittsburgh, but
yeah, that's way out west.
You'll have to see it. You'll understand.
I bet. Well, I hope everybody will go and see it. Hey, you know, the thing that's been the big buzz this week, definitely all over my Facebook page and many other people that I follow, is this, the Target is in some hot water. Target and Best Buy. Now, I don't go to Best Buy, so I guess it's unfortunate for Best Buy, but I haven't bought anything from Best Buy in a long time. But Target is my weekly store. We have a Target very close to our house. I mean, mm-hmm. We have our Target. We know our way around there. I can't go in there without spending $100 every time I walk in the door. I love Target.
It's true.
And
as they
this
say,
week,
you go in for toothpaste and you come out $200 poor.
I do. I have clothes. I have CDs. I have...
Target
supplies.
Essentially bent over and grabbed their ankles is
well,
what they did.
I don't, you know, here's the thing. Like, and I didn't go
that
to Target
crude,
this.
That was crude, wasn't it? Was what? That crude?
No, I don't know that they
screwed themselves is essentially what I'm saying.
Well, here's the deal.
People adhere to it.
They are a Minneapolis-based company, and they have given money, Target and Best Buy, but Target specifically has given around $150,000 to an organization called Minnesota Forward. We're going to talk about this a little bit in our news, but I'm going to talk about it now. And Minnesota Forward is supporting this this
conservative,
very conservative opponent of the GLBT equality in that state for the gubernatorial election.
Do you like saying that word? I like saying that word.
I do. Gubernatorial is very good. Mm-hmm. And this guy, I guess, also is really pro-affirming of it. He really likes this Christian rock band that talks about violence and violence towards gays and death to gays, which I think is horrible. And it's, I guess, a really big deal because there's going to become this opportunity for some legislation to come to the governor in that state. And so who gets elected is going to be quite significant. Now, here's my thing. Why the hell are they even giving money to a candidate for governor? I don't even understand that. And you know what I think also has been highlighted by this.
All big business is in some political corner these days, though, Amy.
Well, I think it is, but I think that Target, to me, has always been seen as such a progressive company.
Compared to Walmart, it absolutely
Well, compared
has.
To a lot of companies. I mean, they give money back to the communities. They
But those big kind of
arts organizations.
I mean. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and I think what has also been very much highlighted, and I want to say this because even though I appreciate the Human Rights Campaign creating a letter that I could automatically send from my Facebook, and you could probably go to hrc.org, and hopefully if you haven't seen this letter, you can just literally, if you do, is click and it'll send the letter with your name attached to it. You can also print off the letters, which this week I'm going to try to drop one off at Target, and just go in and hand one and sign it and say, I want to give you this. Maybe I'll have you sign one as well, and we'll both sign one. But here's what it has illuminated for us, is that HRC, you know, has this quality index rating, which they do with all kinds of companies and mm-hmm. all kinds of products. And they have based, and I have definitely thought this in the past, they base their quality index based on how these companies treat their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring practices, you know, insurance, you know, the fact that they would treat somebody who's gay equal to some who works for them, equal to somebody who's straight, benefits and things like that. And both Best Buy and Target, I believe, had 100% rating on this HRC index. So how that rating doesn't change just because they gave $150,000. So what is going to have to change now with HRC? I mean, I know I told you about this and you were like, well, how do you know so-and-so doesn't give money to somebody bad? Or how do you know so-and-so doesn't give? And we don't. And the point of the matter is we don't know. I mean, I think these companies need to realize that we watch where you spend your money. And it's great to say, well, we take care of our employees in-house. But if you're going to get political with your money out in the arena and give money to, you know, radically conservative, I'm not saying you couldn't give your money to a Republican. I mean, you know, but somebody who's, you know, virulently...
Well, there's conservative Republicans and they're Republicans who are specifically
anti-gay.
Targeting certain groups.
Right.
And it sounds like this gubernatorial, just because I like saying it, candidate absolutely is.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. It doesn't... I mean, part of this whole thing is that because Target is so... is so convenient and is such a superstore in
right.
You know, and there's not a wall. People are going to be hard pressed not to go there.
Yep.
To get the things that they need, because if you go to CVS, if you go to any grocery store around here, it's probably going to be a little bit more expensive. So these kinds of things, I think, kind of get really kind of high flares for a while, and then they just start drizzling out as people start going back to that store. So this is going to something where people are really starting to put their money where their mouth is.
Well, I think
really
what people need
their
to really...
own personal politics not deter them based on convenience.
Well, I think what people need to do is they need to print this open letter, and if we all walk into Target and we hand them a letter signed by us with either our email or our number on it or whatever and say, I live in your neighborhood. I shop here. Look at my account. You know, this is how much I shop here.
But it wasn't these people. I mean, the people who work up at Peterson, it wasn't their decision to go and do this. I mean,
no,
yes, they
but
need
that's
to go
how.
There,
but they
it
need,
needs to get.
But their store managers need to say, we got 50 of these
right.
this week.
Right.
And what I can tell you, having talked to people in politics and even people in your neighborhood or your alderman or whatever, it takes very few phone calls to actually make people stand up and pay attention, because most people don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Most people sit at home and don't do anything. And what's been great about social media is that I think it's gotten more people active. But what really makes people stand up and pay attention is walking in your store, handing something, phone calls. These things really, really work. I mean, I remember hearing a member of the House of Representatives say that like five to 10 calls is a pretty major alert on the same topic. Well, that's shocking. I was like, 5 or 10? And they were like, yeah, 5 or 10 is enough to make us go, what's going on? So I think people always think, well, I'm just one person. If I just go take mine and what does it matter? And I just want people to know that it actually does really affect change. And we've seen stuff lately where, the Today Show was awarding this wedding trip, and they, you know, were giving a wedding away in New York City, and they were excluding gay and lesbian people because they said, well, gay or lesbian people can't get married in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, activists came out against it, and I believe it was HRC as well, and said, or maybe it was GLAAD, I think it was the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, who said, you can't do that. You know, and they reversed it, and they started accepting gay and lesbian. I mean, that happened within 2 weeks. The whole sweepstakes, they changed it, and they added it in. You know, Crate and Barrel just had like the three couples that get a wedding registry, and one of the three couples was a gay couple. You know, we just did a story last week. I mean, granted, this is KY, but KY doing an ad campaign with happy couples and chose a gay male couple, and it's running in mainstream publications.
KY.
KY Liquid.
KY Jelly?
Yeah, KY Liquid.
How often do you hear KY Jelly?
Well, but I mean, what's amazing was there was an ad in my Entertainment Weekly last week with the two guys, and they're running them in mainstream. They're not just running them in Out and Advocate. They're running them in normal papers. So this is how we... this is how our straight allies, and when you, if you do go to HRC and click on this letter, they'll ask you if you're a straight ally because they want to know how many straight people mm-hmm. are upset with this, you know? So definitely get your family members, your straight friends to also
like
do
the,
this.
Like the mother of that kid who made that video.
The mother who has an uncle, the woman.
Yes, but it's her son.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess. I don't know.
She said her grandkid's uncle.
Yeah.
So that would be her son.
So you're right. That's right. So anyhow.
So the gist of the matter is don't shop at Target until they.
Well, they have made an apology. And what they're standing on is we have a great HRC quality index. We have 100%. Mm-hmm. We are unwavering in our support of GLBT people. And until HRC changes their way that they rate people, this is what I'm saying. I think it's really calling out HRC has to change now.
Right.
Yeah. So I think we're going to see this index because they're right. They have 100%. You told us what was showing our support of you, which is just to support our employees. But it has nothing to do with supporting the community at large.
Right.
So, you know. Anyhow.
Well, I don't know who broke this story, but then people need to get hypervigilant about really researching the companies that they do spend money with, because I'm sure a lot of people have hidden back doors of political fundraising and giving capital to people that
nowadays,
we disagree with.
People find out
pretty
quickly.
A lot of that
quickly.
Is in the open. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of now it's found out. So that story is at the top of our news. Kirk Williamson, I'll be bringing you the news. Plus, we've got what's going on in the theater scene. Kelly's play, one of the featured plays, and then we'll be back with the president of the Illinois Gay Rodeo Association to talk to us about some gay cowboys and cowgirls.
Yep, yep.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great-tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. Gay rights activists are criticizing the Minneapolis-based Target Corporation for donating $150,000 to the political action committee Minnesota Forward, which is backing Minnesota gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer, who is against same-sex marriage. Ironically, Emmer is running against Democratic farmer labor candidate Mark Dayton, whose family created the Target store brand. Customers have held protests. Target responded that the company's support of gay rights is unwavering.
In San Francisco, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, or the ELCA, welcomed 7 openly gay and transgender pastors, all individuals who had been banned from the ministry because of their sexual orientation. The ELCA, with more than 4.5 million members, is the largest Protestant church in the country to allow non-celibate gay ministers to serve.
In California, Clay Green and the estate of Harold Skull, Green's deceased partner of 20 years, reached a settlement with the County of Sonoma and other defendants, with the county agreeing to pay up to $653,000. In April 2008, county employees separated the couple after Skull fell outside the home that he and Green had shared for 2 decades. Even though the county had executed both mutual powers of attorney for medical and financial decisions, the county kept them apart. Skull passed away in August of 2008.
South Bend, Indiana's Common Council has voted to table an ordinance that would ban discrimination in the area of employment against LGBT people. Council member Oliver Davis, who was a sponsor of the measure, asked for a continuance when he realized he would not get a majority vote from the 9-member governing body.
Senator John Kerry, the Democrat from Massachusetts, has pushed for the FDA to overturn its ban on gay men giving blood. At the FDA's Blood Products Advisory Committee hearing to review recent recommendations by the Health and Human Services Advisory Committee on blood safety and availability, Kerry argued that it was possible to maintain the safety of the nation's blood supply without needlessly discriminating against gay donors. The FDA forbids men from donating blood if they had had sex with another man since 1977.
In Hawaii, 6 gay and lesbian couples seeking equality have sued the state. The lawsuit has been filed only weeks after Governor Linda Lingle vetoed a civil unions measure that the state legislature had passed. The couples are not seeking marriage rights. Instead, they want equal rights and responsibilities for same-sex couples.
In Tennessee, Memphis City Council member Janice Fullilove has received several death threats and had a dead cat left on her lawn in the wake of her effort to prohibit sexual orientation-based discrimination in city government. Police are closely monitoring Fullilove and her family.
More than 60 U.S. rabbis have signed a declaration urging Jewish communities to be more accepting of LGBT people. The declaration states that Jewish laws prohibit same-gender sexual acts and gay marriage, but ask leaders and believers to have dignity and respect for gay people.
In world news, in Italy, Giorgio Mulet, the editor of the magazine Panorama, is claiming that reporter Carmelo Abate has the names and addresses of the closeted Catholic priests profiled in a recent magazine. Catholic leaders question the validity of the story, which uses unnamed individuals. The article follows the magazine's piece on the Holy See's gay party scene, where Abate has reportedly seen several priests.
Gay men in the U.S. and in the U.K. differ regarding what constitutes sex. A study published in the July issue of AIDS Care showed that 84.9% of U.K. males thought oral genitalia stimulation was sex, while only 71.6% of U.S. men thought that way. However, almost everyone agreed that penile anal intercourse meant that someone had sex.
Transgendered model Leah T., who is in an advertisement for Givenchy, has undergone hormone therapy and plans to undergo reassignment surgery soon. Leah, who is 28, has appeared in several fashion magazines and appears naked in August's French Vogue magazine, partially obscuring her genitals with her hand.
Nepal will hold its first ever Pride March on August 25th in the capital of Kathmandu. Out politician Sunil Pant said that he hopes 3,000 people will be a part of the event. August 25th is the same date as the traditional festival in which men dress up as women, an event gay organizations have adopted. Nepal made homosexuality legal in 2007.
In entertainment news, saying that the post did not feel right for her and citing an exhausting schedule, Ellen DeGeneres is leaving her position as judge on American Idol. DeGeneres became a full-time judge on the show during its 9th season.
Prime Suspect, The Complete Collection, starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren as Detective Jane Tennyson, debuts on DVD from Acorn Media on September 7th. The police drama broadcast on PBS earned more than 20 major international awards, including 7 Emmys, 8 BAFTAs, and a Peabody.
Fashion designer Marc Jacobs and fiancé Lorenzo Martone have called off their engagement. Martone actually tweeted that they split some time ago. Jacobs and Martone became engaged in March of 2009.
Superstar Madonna is planning an all-star concert in September for her Raising Malawi charity. Madonna plans to give away 60,000 free tickets to fans for the stadium concert in Malawi and wants the event televised worldwide, much like Live Aid. Madonna has adopted 2 children from the African country, David and Mercy.
Inception actor Tom Hardy has talked about having sex with other men. When asked if he'd engaged in sex with other men, Hardy replied, "Of course I have. I'm an actor, for fuck's sake. I've played with everything and everyone. I love the form and the physicality, but now that I'm in my 30s, it doesn't do it for me." He added, "I'm done experimenting, but there's plenty of stuff in a relationship with another man, especially gay men, that I need in my life."
Openly gay actor, Broadway star Cheyenne Jackson will join the TV show Glee next season. Jackson will portray the new coach of Vocal Adrenaline, which competes against the cast member's New Directions group.
Openly gay celebrity publicist Howard Bragman has talked about his new show, Coming Out, which will help famous people do just that. He said that the show will be very documentary-esque. We're going to be telling people stories, and you have to do that with a certain amount of sensitivity. He added that coming out is generally harder for actors than it is for musicians.
In response to CBS's poor showing on GLAAD's Network Responsibility Index, CBS President Nina Tassler said that new gay characters will be added to current shows. There will be a new character on The Good Wife, with lead character Alicia Florrick, played by Juliana Margulies, having a gay brother. There will also be gay individuals on Rules of Engagement and an upcoming series starring William Shatner.
And in a July 28th episode of The View, the conservative panelist Elizabeth Hasselbeck said she believed that older women become lesbians because they are unable to find men to date. Real L Word cast member Nikki Weiss said, "I know that Elizabeth is really conservative, but it was also a really hurtful and ignorant comment. I don't know why she said it. Maybe because she doesn't usually have anything smart to bring to the table." And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Dance.
Art. Performance.
Provocative. Hilarious.
Exciting. Queer.
Innovative. Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of August 2nd, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The new play, Fucking Men, observes the lives of 10 gay men from all walks of life as they negotiate the before and after of lust, love, and the pursuit of sex and emotional connection. Now extended through August 8th at the Theater Building, visit fmenchicago.com. That's fmenchicago.com for tickets and more information.
Piven Theater presents the Chicago premiere of Sarah Rule's Late, a cowboy song. Late is the story of one woman's search to find true love after she meets a female cowboy in the outskirts of Pittsburgh. Chris Jones of the Tribune says it's the best show I've ever seen at Piven. Playing through August 29th, visit piventheater.org for tickets and information.
Based on the acclaimed novel by Timothy Finley, Broadway writers Neil Bartram, Brian Hill, and the American Music Theater Project at Northwestern present Not Wanted on the Voyage. Don't miss this darkly funny musical that reimagines the Great Flood, an epic production complete with rain, fire, magic, and a score from an award-winning creative team. Tickets at notwantedonthevoyage.com, playing now through August 8th at Northwestern's Ethel M. Barber Theater. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in.
Well, everyone, you want to have some good, dirty fun? Come on out, cowboys and cowgirls, for the 2010 Windy City Rodeo. It's happening this August, so we're right on top of it. And maybe you think you're intrigued by a rodeo where there might be a lot of homosexuals, hot homosexuals, dirty homosexuals. Or maybe you already know that you are a gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgendered cowboy or cowgirl, and you have been waiting all year for this. Tom Sheridan is the president of the Illinois Gay Rodeo Association. I think the first time we've gotten to talk to a bona fide cowboy right here on the Queercast. I'm pretty excited about it. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, Amy. I'm doing fantastic.
Now, you've got a big event coming up, and I'm sure you plan for this all year long. Can you breathe right now?
It's tough. We actually start planning for next year, the very next week after the rodeo ends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole year of planning and preparation.
What is the history of the gay rodeo circuit? I mean, has this been something that's been around for decades?
This is absolutely something that's been around for decades. We started about 25 years ago in Reno, Nevada. And surprisingly enough, the drag queens went to the cowboys and cowgirls and they said, hey, you know what? We want to have a fundraiser here for muscular dystrophy. Can you guys help us out? And they got together. And, you know, maybe two opposite sides of the world, the drag queens and the cowboys and the cowgirls, but they made an incredible combination. And they actually had their first rodeo out there, and they've been going for over 20 years now.
Wow. So there is definitely a philanthropic or a charitable aspect to what you all do.
Yes, there is. That first year that the International Rodeo started, they did give their money to muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, shortly after that, the AIDS epidemic came along, and they naturally switched their contributions to the HIV/AIDS organizations. So we have 27 organizations around the country and Canada that actually fall underneath of the international umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
All of those organizations give their money back totally to charity.
Wow. Wow. So, okay, have you always been a cowboy?
I have. Always. That's a pretty big word, though, you know. I grew up on a farm, and I grew up doing cowboy things, working with livestock and riding broncs and things. I did go away to college and thought, you know, as a gay man, that I needed to be in the city, and that's what was going to light my fire, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, as life leads us sometimes, took me down the path in Detroit, Michigan, where an organization was developing there called Michigan International Gay Rodeo. And I met up with some cowboys there at a bar one night, and I was in a suit and tie. They were in Wranglers. shortly after that, they realized that I had a livestock background, and we got together and started the Michigan International Gay Rodeo Association, which is still going today.
Wow. So you've been doing this for a while. You were not, like, inspired by Brokeback Mountain and then went running to the rodeo.
No, I'm not. But I will tell you, just on that level, this past summer in June, we had our first what we call boot camp. And we really advertised it as you don't need any experience in livestock or arena or anything. We actually took 10 people, men and women, that we taught them rough stock. We taught them how to ride steers. We taught them how to do bulldogging, and we taught them roping. It was a whole weekend starting from scratch.
Wow. Now, there must have been a lot of bumps and bruises around that and people who were truly fish out of water, or does everybody just take to it real quick?
No, there were a few fish out of water, but that's okay. The very first thing we teach you is safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to protect yourself, how to protect each other. So it was a great weekend. We had a blast. We had people walking away with it just totally inspired. And what was really great for us is that the majority of the people were young people.
Huh. Now, do you think that's something that you'll do again now that you've tried it out for 1 year?
Absolutely. We had people calling us the week after our boot camp this year saying, I want to sign up for next year already.
Wow. So, I mean, it almost sounds like that's something that you could do with some, you could even do it more than once a year if the word gets out. Because I would imagine that with, I mean, I know I joke about it, but I would imagine that with Brokeback Mountain came a lot of attention to kind of the sexiness of cowboys, the possibility of gay cowboys. And I think there's probably always been cowgirls, right? We've had our own iconic gay women of kind of rural gay women. That's, I think, a little more been mainstreamed than maybe for you guys.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that. Nothing hotter than a cowboy hat and a pair of Wranglers or a pair of jeans and boots. You know, a cowboy. It's nothing hotter than that.
Right. Well, I grew up in Tennessee. You also grew up in a rural arena as well. And I kind of found that when I moved to the city, my southernness came out more than when I lived in the South. Did you find that true, that you needed an outlet to be kind of the land, of kind of a rural environment, once you did say, well, I'm a gay man, I need to go get the corporate job and wear the suits and all of that?
Absolutely. And I think that's probably what's most intriguing about the gay rodeo, is because no matter who you are, gay man, gay woman, you know, bisexual, transgender, it doesn't matter. The whole environment is inviting, no matter whether you're a competitor in the arena or whether you're someone on the outside following the circuit. We have thousands of people that actually, you know, go from rodeo to rodeo to rodeo and watch. The parties are great. The camaraderie is wonderful. No matter whether you're an actual cowboy or not, it's totally a blast.
So really, the audience for the rodeo is anybody. And what you're saying is you have some people who will come to the Windy City Rodeo who last week were at maybe what we would call a quote-unquote straight rodeo. They just love following the rodeo circuit.
Absolutely. And I always like to tell folks that, you know, we don't discriminate in gay rodeo. And I
right.
think that, you know, that may sound kind of an oxymoron, but when you think about it, we have a lot of straight people who come to our rodeos and love it because we are forgiving and we just love everybody.
Yeah. Now, when you say rodeo, I don't even specifically know what that is, except that there's some sort of ring and there's dirt and there's animals and guys, generally, maybe girls, some too. So what is an actual rodeo and how is it structured or set up as an event?
Well, let's talk about gay rodeo specific.
Okay.
And the very first question that so many people ask is, so, A, what's the difference between, like, a straight rodeo that you might see on television and your gay rodeo? And then the second question, following that so closely, that's so related, is, why gay rodeo?
Yeah, okay.
And I think that those two questions can really be asked, you know, almost at the same time. We do follow the straight rodeo very closely, and more closely the amateur, more like a high school rodeo. All of the people who rodeo in the gay rodeo are amateurs.
Okay.
So we do a lot of things specifically generated towards the amateur. And specifically, let's use an example, steer wrestling, where you might watch it on television with two cowboys coming out of a chute with a steer in the middle of them. One of them falls off the horse onto the steer, throwing the steer over their shoulder. They call that, you know, bulldogging or steer wrestling.
Okay.
We do the same type of an event on an amateur level. So we use that same, you know, 650-pound steer, but we start in the chute with it. The chute would be the gate along the outside that you watch the chute gate open up. And when that gate opens up, we come running out with the steer, cross over a 10-foot line, and then we dog it there.
Okay.
I think it's pretty, this is probably a really wonderful opportune time is, and I'd say it, some people may argue with me, but because we're gay, we love our animals.
Mm-hmm.
Our animals are very important to us, whether they're horses that we ride, whether they're stock that we have in the arena, or whether they're our dogs at home. And we have rules specifically generated to protect those animals in everything that they encounter.
Okay.
So we don't ever let them get hurt. we don't ever compete to hurt them. We always protect them. And we have rules that would be against a cowboy or cowgirl that would be out to hurt an animal.
Gotcha. So that's one event or one competition category that people compete in. What are some of the other categories or events?
We actually have four categories. One being roping category, which we have tow roping or on foot. We have a team roper, and we have a breakaway roper. So that's three in the roping category. We have rough stock. Just like you'd see,
ooh,
we ride bulls, we mm-hmm. ride bronks, and we ride steers.
That's so again, urban cowboy, right? Except people,
absolutely.
And people are even drinking cocktails around watching it, probably.
Absolutely. And we let women do everything that we do. So women ride bulls, women do shoot dogging, as where men also do pole bending and barrels and flags. So that's the second event, the rough stock and the roping. The third one is the speed and action, like I started to mention, pole bending and barrel racing,
mm-hmm.
flag racing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one that's specific and unique to the gay rodeos called camp events, the goat dressing, steer decorating, and the wild drag race.
So how does drag get incorporated into the rodeo?
It's funny as you can possibly imagine. Some people are a little more inspired than others.
Yeah.
But the actual event is a team event. So you have, forgive me, a real man, a real woman, and someone dressed as a woman.
Okay.
So
a man-born man and a man-born woman, and then a man-born and then presenting as a woman.
Correct. So they must have a wig, they must have a dress, they must have women's attire on to be mm-hmm. designated as the drag.
Mm-hmm.
So that team of three people take the steer out of the chute
mm-hmm.
On a cotton rope, and they get them up to the finish line, and they put the drag on top of them, turn the steer around, and that drag has to ride the steer back across the finish line.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the greatest events that we have.
Yeah, and you have no, like, greased pig event, which could only be funnier. I mean, I can't think of anything that would be funnier than what you just described. So how do you crown a Mr. and Mrs. ILGRA? I know that that is a big part. Your royalty is a big part of your charity work and a big part of the whole association. How are those people selected and what are their responsibilities?
So those folks are chosen first on a local level. So for instance, the Illinois Gay Rodeo Association would have their royalty contest normally in the fall, or they would choose, there's actually four categories, a Mr., a Miss, which would be the real woman, that is, which would be the drag queen. And then we also now have a Ms. Turr, which would be the woman dragging as a man.
Right.
So those folks go through quite a bit of competition. They go through lengthy interview where we ask them questions about rodeo and make sure that they know how to tell somebody what event is going on so they could describe it if a novice was standing at the arena. We also ask them to be an entertainer of some type. And we've had most of the entertainers are like you would think. They're singers or performers of some type in that category.
Right.
So it's not just an easy thing to do.
Right.
And those folks are challenged with fundraising.
Yeah.
They raise hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for people who don't have the ability to raise it on their own.
Right. Now, your charity partners this year are Vital Bridges and Howard Brown, two amazing organizations giving direct services here in the city of Chicago. And so I know that you've had events leading up to the actual rodeo that's happening on August 20th through the 22nd. But you have some special events as well outside of just what's happening on the arena grounds. There's going to be a concert. You've got a singer coming to town?
We do. James Allen Clark will be coming to our rodeo, and he'll be our headliner. He is from Nashville. He's a recording artist and very well known, actually.
And then you're going to be having parties. Now, do all the parties happen at the Six Guns Ranch and Arena, or are some events happening there and some events happening in the city? Tell people about that.
We're doing a big kickoff on Thursday night with what we call the Fahooched Pub Crawl. Uh-huh. And we get a rent-a-bus on Thursday night, which would be, I believe, the 19th, before the rodeo. And we go to all of our sponsored bars. And that hasn't been finalized yet, so watch the website at www.ilgra.com for those specific bars.
Okay.
On Friday, we have our major kickoff at Club Crave, south of the city.
Yep.
And then we have some entertainment as well at the rodeo, as well as dancing there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, I mean, do you have people who come in from all over for this event to, you know, because I would think this would be pretty unique that you would have this kind of experience and that people would come from many, many states and all around the U.S. to experience the Windy City Rodeo.
That's absolutely correct. So we'll have competitors from as far away as California, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Florida, as far north as Toronto, Calgary. We'll also have folks in the crowd from those areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So now, are you competing this year yourself, or as president, is there ever time for you to compete?
I asked the board that. That was one of my stipulations of being president, was that I would be allowed to compete. So hopefully we can have all of our ducks in a row before we come up to that day. But I'll try to have two hats in my truck.
Yeah. Now, what is the event that you like to compete in?
I do five events generally. Tow roping and shoe dogging, or steer wrestling, the same thing. And then I do all three of the camp events, goat dressing, steer decorating, and wild drag race.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It sounds like so much fun. Well, folks, I am telling you that it's just not August without a couple of events. One would be Market Days, and the second one would be the Windy City Rodeo. And the cool thing is you can experience both, because the Windy City Rodeo is going to have a booth at Market Days on August 7th and 8th, and you can get information and meet some of the cowboys, cowgirls, and get signed up, get your tickets. Now, tell people, where is the rodeo exactly, and how do people get there? What are the best options they have for transportation? Because it's obviously, we don't have a rodeo downtown Chicago.
Correct. So the rodeo is about an hour south of the city, and what we do to help folks out that live in the city is, we have three different bars that sponsor buses, both Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have all of that information out on our website, but just a tickler. Big Chicks will have buses, Touche's, and also Charlie's. So what you can do is you can walk to those bars or get there the best way you can if you live in the city. For one price ticket, they will take you out to the rodeo. And I can't tell you everything that you receive on the bus, but I know it's lots. Mm-hmm. They make it a ton of fun.
Well,
and then you get to enjoy the rodeo.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, worry about getting there. You can kind of start the party on the bus. You don't have to drive. I mean, hell, the guys at Touche, which is in my backyard, you know, they'll just stay up all night and then hop on that bus.
Yeah, I've known people who've gone on the buses, and they just love it. They love the freedom of not having to drive. You know, there are people who want to have their own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we will tell you on our website specific directions.
Right.
Just go to Windy City Rodeo and look for directions under there if you want to drive out. But we would certainly love to have people come to Market Days and meet some of the cowboys and cowgirls that we have out there as well.
And it's a really affordable event, right? Like a day pass. If you want to go out and experience it, it's something that you can take your nieces and nephews to, or you can take a group of people and feel like you had a really full day and you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to go.
Absolutely. It's $15 for each day pass.
What?
And we
$15? How can you make any money on $15?
Well, we try to make our money on the liquor that you buy.
Because you have to be drunk to be laying down a steer on his side is what I would know. I'd have to have a lot of Jack Daniels in me to be or Jim Beam or beer or something, some vodka, whatever you're throwing back, I'd have to be throwing back to be having that thing snorting at me.
It's totally a blast. Yeah, $15 to get in.
Great.
But I know that the buses, you know, they're like $20, $25, which is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, definitely check out their booth at Market Days. I think that, you know, you are on the curve of the trend. I think the gay cowboy and gay cowgirl trend is alive and well. And now, rain or shine, there are no fair-weathered friends at the rodeo. So the rodeo happens when the rodeo happens, and it just gets messier and dirtier and more fun if there's any rain. God knows we haven't had much this summer, so you're probably good. But the 2010 Windy City Rodeo is August 20th through the 22nd. As Tom said, there will be some kickoff parties the night before August 19th, because we always have to pre-party as gay people before we actually have an event. It's all happening at Six Guns Ranch and Arena. That's in Crete, Illinois, at 26926. Easy to remember, 26926 State Line Road. There's lots of information, because stuff's changing every day, or not changing, but more details, more enticing things to encourage you to come is changing on their website, ilgra.com. That's Illinois Gay Rodeo Association.com. ilgra.com. We'll have that linked in our show notes, and we're going to have a sassy little picture of Tom Sheridan taking down a big old animal too. And if you want to come out, get to know more about the organization, because they're doing great things. They're giving back to the community. It's a great outlet from your 9-to-5 grind and a little opportunity to live life maybe on the other side. Come on out to Market Days and meet everybody August 7th and 8th at their booth at Market Days. Tom, I want to say break a leg, but I guess you don't say that to a rodeo person, do you? What do you say? Do you guys kind of have a good luck or knock them dead?
Cowboy
or
up.
Buck, what do you say?
Cowboy up.
Cowboy up. Wow. I like that. Cowboy up, Tom Sheridan. He's the president of the Illinois Gay Rodeo Association, and it's been really great having you on the Queercast and taking us to the rodeo.
Thanks, Amy.
Got something to say? Us today, 312-21-BE-GAY.
So Kelly, we gotta plan a date to the rodeo. I'm gonna have to like steal you off the stage or rush you to the stage after we've spent a day at the rodeo.
I would love to go to the rodeo
in the burbs of Illinois.
I would love to go to the gay rodeo.
I think we're gonna go to the gay rodeo. I think it'd be a good time. First, we're gonna
a good gay time.
We're gonna first drop off our open letter of a rebuttal to the target, and then before we go, though, we should do this weekly, I think. Drop off a letter once a week until the practices change at Target. You're looking at me quizzically.
No, I was actually trying to, I was lost in something grammatical.
Okay.
Is that a word, grammatical?
Well, it is. But we're tired.
Take your letters, get on Facebook. This is actually what Facebook and these kind of social networking things are really good for.
Yeah.
Is really getting the word out and getting a lot of support and really alerting many to actions that we could all be taking. So that's wonderful.
So if you're walking near a Target, or if you're planning on going into a Target, take a letter and think twice before you spend money. For right now, they have an opportunity to make a change here, and hopefully they will. Hopefully they'll give $150,000 to some other candidate as well, mm-hmm. or to some GLBT organization, or do something that shows that they understand the impact, because that's a pretty major impact to our community, and obviously we're offended by that. I feel like Target was a different kind of company than that, and have really been proud to shop there and would love to shop there again.
Mm-hmm.
So Target, get it together. Best Buy, I guess you can get it together as well in case I ever decide to shop there. But
you can't let Best Buy off the hook.
I'm not letting them off the hook. I just don't shop there.
Target, get your ass in gear.
Get your ass in gear. And everybody, I hope you have a great week.
And come see Late, a cowboy song.
Yippee, yayo, kaye.
Up at the Piven. We're all incredibly proud of our show. So please come and support us. It's a really, really beautiful piece.
And my girls and chaps, they're clean. But what maybe more I'll take could you ask rodeo for? And
I
get
mean,
them
a
all
hat,
dirty
chaps,
up.
Singing, guitar playing. I played in the wrong key tonight, so, you know.
There you go.
It's exciting.
It's like the car races.
It is.
It's like the rodeo.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen, and usually does.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.